Chapter 12. I promise you that this is the last time that I will use the phrase, meanwhile back at the ranch, but I can think of no other way to return to the moment when Klaus has just explained to Mr. Poe what Sonny had meant by shouting, aha, and now everyone in the reptile room was staring at Stefano. Sonny looked triumphant. Klaus looked defiant. Mr. Poe looked furious. Dr. Lucafont looked worried. You couldn't tell how the incredibly deadly viper looked, because the facial expressions of snakes are difficult to read. Stefano looked back at all these people silently, his face fluttering, as he tried to decide whether to come clean, a phrase which here means admit that he's really Count Olaf and up to no good, or perpetuate his deception, a phrase which here means lie, lie, lie. Stefano, Mr. Poe said, and coughed into his handkerchief. Klaus and Sonny waited impatiently for him to continue.
Stefano, explain yourself. You have just told us that you are an expert on snakes. Previously, however, you told us you knew nothing of snakes, and therefore couldn't have been involved in Dr. Montgomery's death. What is going on?
When I told you I knew nothing of snakes, Stefano said, I was being modest. Now, if you will excuse me, I have to go outside for a moment and...
You weren't being modest, Klaus cried. You were lying, and you're lying now. You're nothing but a liar and murderer.
Stefano's eyes grew wide, and his face clouded in anger.
You have no evidence of that, he said.
Yes, we do,
said a voice in the doorway. And everyone turned around to find Violet standing there, with a smile on her face and evidence in her arms. Triumphantly she walked across the reptile room to the far end, where the books Klaus had been reading about the Mamba du Mal were still stacked in a pile. The others followed her, walking down the aisles of reptiles. Silently she arranged the objects in a line on top of a table. The glass vial with the sealed rubber cap, the syringe with the sharp needle, the small bunch of folded papers, a card laminated in plastic, the powder puff, and the small hand mirror.
"What is all this?" Mr. Poe said, gesturing to the arrangement.
"This," Violet said, "is evidence which I found in Stefano's suitcase."
"My suitcase," Stefano said, "is private property, which you are not allowed to touch. It's very rude of you, and besides, it was locked."
"It was an emergency," Violet said calmly, "so I picked the lock."
"How did you do that?" Mr. Poe asked. "Nice girls shouldn't know how to do such things."
"My sister is a nice girl," Klaus said, "and she knows how to do all sorts of things."
"Perfect,"
Sonny agreed.
"Well, we'll discuss that later," Mr. Poe said. "In the meantime, please continue."
"When Uncle Monty died," Violet began, "my siblings and I were very sad, but we were also very suspicious."
"We weren't suspicious," Klaus exclaimed. "If someone is suspicious, it means they're not sure. We were positive that Stefano killed him."
"Nonsense," Dr. Lucafont said. "As I explained to all of you, Montgomery's death was an accident. The Mamba du Mal escaped from its cage and bit him, and that's all there is to it."
"I beg your pardon," Violet said, "but that is not all there is to it. Klaus read up on the Mamba du Mal and found out how it kills its victims."
Klaus walked over to the stack of books and opened the one on top. He had marked his place with a small piece of paper, so he found what he was looking for right away.
"The Mamba du Mal," he read out loud, "is one of the deadliest snakes in the hemisphere, noted for its strangulatory grip, used in conjunction with its deadly venom, giving all of its victims a tenebrous hue, which is ghastly to behold."